Caption: For about the past 50 years, parts of the Sahel region have been turning into desert. To make things worse, the Sahel region had several serious droughts, or long periods without rain. Gnarled trees and shrubs withered in the parched, dry land. People watched their starving cattle grow scrawny in the scorching heat. Once the land has turned to desert, it is hard to reclaim it as farmland. Growing deserts may be one sign of climate change. They may be part of a trend called global warming. For many years, scientists have observed that average temperatures in Earth's oceans and air are rising. Most think that this is due to the chemicals that people, cities, and factories send into the air. More chemicals in the air may hold in too much heat. That could lead to long-term climate change, warmer oceans, melting glaciers, and other serious changes on Earth's surface. Conclusion: Since its beginnings, Earth's surface has been changing. When the continents first formed, they made up one large landmass. Scientists call it Pangaea. About 200 million years ago, Pangaea began to break apart. The continents drifted across Earth's surface into their present positions. The theory of plate tectonics explains how continents move. The movement of these plates cause other changes. Volcanoes and earthquakes both commonly occur at the edges of plates. Wind and water are also part of the geologic cycle, wearing away landforms and creating new ones. Natural forces, as well as human actions, are always changing the Earth's surface. Caption: The Grand Canyon took millions of years to form.